A Christian aid group remains in Sudan despite mass expulsion. A ministry becomes a beam of light in the dark corners of North Korea. And you can help with effective outreach in the former Soviet Union. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Sudanese government's having a difficult time filling the gaps left when they expelled 13 aid groups. This was done in response to the International Criminal Court's decision to issue a warrant charging President Omar al-Bashir with war crimes for the Darfur conflict. Ken Little with the Christian Reform World Relief Committee says their work continues.
We've been providing some medical health clinics, some after-school programs for kids, very comprehensive nutrition program, and water and sanitation and food security, helping with new varieties of seeds.
The expelled aid groups are appealing their expulsion. As CRWRC is helping with the physical needs, the spiritual needs aren't forgotten. But Little says it's challenging.
We're being the hands and feet of Christ. It's a Muslim-dominant society. And the best way to testify is to show and demonstrate Christ's love. So that's the focus of our programs there.
Pray the expelled aid groups will be allowed back. Next, do you ever wonder if anyone's making a difference in the darkness of North Korea? Open Doors is. They're planting seeds of hope in a country that's widely recognized as the world's worst persecutor of Christians. Yet one Open Doors project provides Bible study training, child education fees, and living expenses to a handful of women. Christian training in North Korea also increased more than in any other country. The teams are praying it continues. Go to our website for more details. You're listening to Mission Network News. One of International Bible Society's Send the Light's most widely distributed Bibles is designed for a captive audience. Rich Blanco says they changed their ministry approach to prison ministries.
It's more effective for Scripture to be handed to an inmate directly from a chaplain where there's a personal contact. So we're developing new channels with key organizations like Prison Fellowship. We also have a partner in our own community called Library of Hope that sends Christian materials and Bibles directly to prison chaplains to give them just a resource library.
Their Free on the Inside Bible has easily become the most widely distributed Bible for a specific audience. Blanco says they've given away nearly 4 million copies.
It has over 70 pages of helps material. A lot of it is testimonial. Inmates or former inmates who have had just an authentic relationship with the Lord, just a source of encouragement for current inmates, but also has some Bible study material and some helps for people who are new to reading the Word of God.
Meanwhile, just as a heart specialist invests time into training in his field, so do missionaries. New Tribes Missions' Marv Ketchum says, as their teams lay the groundwork for the gospel with a group of remote animistic people, they invest time in specialized training.
As we do that through a process of building a strong relationship with them while learning their heart language, we begin to discover really what their worldview is, what makes them think the way they do, what makes them act the way they do.
It's one thing to see the barriers. It's another thing entirely to know how to overcome them. Ketchum says they're serious about the training each candidate goes through before going on their own in the field.
We have a 3-4 semester program to just lay this out very carefully and then interact and make sure that our candidates are grasping concepts. It's not something that you can just go in and sprinkle a pixie dust gospel.
And finally, while summer is still several months away, Russian Ministries is already planning for one of their most effective evangelistic outreaches, summer camp. Ministry leaders say summer camp is the tool God uses to put a desire to follow Christ in the lives of young people. Because of a poor economy, few young people can afford to go. Russian Ministries is raising money to pay their way so they can hear the gospel clearly presented. $49 supports a camper. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free devotionals and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.